வணக்கம், யூஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு ஓரோவில் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் த ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம், தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம். ஐ எம் ஜாஸ்பர், யுவர் ஃபெசிலிட்டேட்டர். ஸோ வீ பீன் சீயிங் வேர்ப்ஸ் ஃபார் த லாஸ்ட் ஃபியூ வீக்ஸ், அண்ட் லாஸ்ட் வீக் வீ டுக் அ பிரேக் அண்ட் வீ கைண்ட் ஆஃப் ரிவைஸ்ட் த பேசிக்ஸ், அண்ட் வீ வில் கண்டினியூ வித் வேர்ப்ஸ் டுடே. வீ வில் சீ ஃபோர் வேர்ப்ஸ். The verbs are bite, reduce, dissolve, and fold. Bite, fold, reduce, and dissolve. Bite is kadi. Kadi, K-A-D-I, kadi. Fold is muddy, M-A-D-I, muddy. See, kadi and muddy, they sound the same. If you are learning Tamil by yourself and using various other tools like textbooks and teachers and such programs, one exercise that I would recommend is you should pay attention to verbs and start writing them down and start paying attention to the sounds they make. And bunch them together according to the sounds they make, because the verbs with similar sound patterns will follow. The rules will be the same for, you know, will be according to the patterns of the sound. So kadi, madi, vadi, adi, these verbs will follow a rule. Pannu, allu, sollu, thallu, mold, they will follow a different rule. So when you are listening, for listening and comprehension, it is important that you collect the verbs and start bunching them together. So kadi means bite, madi is fold. They belong to group 2 verbs of Tamil. Tamil has 3 groups of verbs, and the majority of the verbs belong to group 1 or group 2. Group 3 has a smaller bunch of verbs. So, kadi and madi. How do you put them in a sentence? Kadi, I am biting. Present tense. Kadikaren. Kadikaren. And past tense for kadi would be CH. See, according to the sound, kadi and madi, they're very similar, and both of them has a past tense marker CH. So I bit kadichan, and the future is kadi pan, P, kadi pan, P, P for Pondicherry. So kadi karan, kadichan, kadi pan, kadi karan, kadichan, kadi pan. So now you know that kadi madi is very similar to kadi. So the sounds will be the same, the patterns will be the same. Madikaren, madichan, madipan. Madikaren, madichan, madipan. That is, I am folding, I folded, and I will fold. So what is for folding is folding your clothes, like when you wash them and dry them, and then you fold them and put them in the cupboard. So you say, madikaren, madichan, madipan. So these are the first two verbs. And the second is kurai. Kurai is reduce. Kurai is reduce. You will, when you go to the market, you will say reduce the price. Velaya korai. Velaya korai. Velaya korai. Korai. K-O-R-A-I. So A-I, when we write and you say K-O-R-A-I, the I is kind of dropped. You say kore. So kore kare, kore chan, kore pan. Kore kare, kore chan, kore pan. Reduce. And dissolve is karai. See, korai and karai are together. In fact, kadi, madi, korai and kari, korai and karai, they all come in the same family. they all belong to group 2. They all share the same past tense marker, which is CH. So, correcteren, correchen, correpen, correcteren, correchen, correpen. I am dissolving, I dissolved, I will dissolve. That is not the dissolving, not it's not a reflexive verb. It is, I'm talking about, you are taking, say you're taking sugar and putting it in water and dissolving it. So sometimes Tamil verbs, the same verb could apply as reflexive, that applied on the self. We are yet to explore that. Right now we are not doing it. So today, karai, the karai that I'm saying is about, is taking something and dissolving it into a liquid. And also Tamil verbs and Tamil sounds, nouns or verbs, the verb will have a meaning as a noun. So korai or kurai can be a mistake or something wrong. Something wrong, something is not right. That is korai. And karai is also stain. Staining. A stain on your shirt, on your cloth, in your clothes, you know. So, as nouns, they mean that. So, we saw kadi, muddy, korai, and karai. And pay attention to verbs. Listen to a lot of... Comprehension is very important, because the best way to learn, apart from listening to lessons or reading textbooks, the best thing for you, the way to learn is, of course, listening to a lot of Tamil. Not just when people are speaking, because the way we speak Tamil in this region, and it is different from how it's spoken in Chennai, it's different from how it's spoken in Coimbatore. But if you listen to radio, Tamil radio station, if you listen to Tamil news or Tamil movies, Tamil songs, the more you listen to it, when you're working, just put it in the background, let it play, you will start repeating those sounds. Even if you don't know the meaning of the words that you speak, the sounds that you make, it is okay. But you will get comfortable with making those Tamil sounds. And when you start making those Tamil sounds, you will be able to pick up the language faster, improve your fluency, improve your confidence. So, that is the four verbs that you saw today. Kadi, Madi, Kurai, and Karai. I hope the lesson was useful. Stay tuned to the program. Keep listening. Keep practicing. I will see you in the next lesson next week. Thank you.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.